Some stories in the Gospels can lead anyone to believe that the historical Jesus sometimes did indeed distance himself way too much from the resurrected and mystic Christ. For anybody who grew up more exposed to the glorified Christ, it is hard to conceive that Jesus said and did certain things. This type of tales can make more than one wonder and feel some level of discomfort. One can rightly ask why the gospel writer chose and include this particular story in his account of Jesus. What is the purpose to include it? And what was Jesus up to in that occasion? Let us take the story on today's gospel as an example. Jesus is invited to eat a meal at the house of a leader of the Pharisees, and then he notices how the guests were taking the places of honor and first seats. Then Jesus went ahead and told them a parable to teach them humility. But Jesus didn't stop there. After telling the parable, he went to the person hosting the meal. Now, it is not a parable. It is a real situation. He went to the person hosting the meal and spoke with him in these terms. When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Now, let us be clear here. Who likes to go to a party or a banquet to be lectured on the benefits of not sitting on the first place? Any hand? Or who likes to throw a party just to be told, you know what? You should have invited so-and-so. Why aren't they here? Isn't that rude? This is exactly what Jesus did. It looks like Jesus was intentionally and actively looking for an opportunity to finish up an issue he encountered early on in the context of this story, a story that wasn't read this morning. So let me take you a few steps back and feed you with the context and the possible reason why Jesus spoke with that person who invited him in terms that he did. So bear with me. This is like rewinding the tape a little bit. This is how it goes, and I'm now quoting Luke. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Just then, in front of him, there was a man who had dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "It is lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. Another quote. On his way to a luncheon where people were busy trying to sit in the best places, Jesus came across a person who was ill, and Jesus cured him. That person wasn't part of the people invited to the banquet. Jesus just happened to meet him on his way to the house where the meal was taking place. So you can imagine what was going through Jesus' head when he walked into the room where the meal was to happen. We all know it is very inappropriate to go to places as a guest, and all of a sudden start picking up on fights with everybody, including those who are hosting the occasion. This is not at all what Luke's story is suggesting us to do. Luke's story raises some questions. It raises questions about people interested in principalities, status, and titles. But it also raises questions about social justice. Where are they? The poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, the orphans, the widows, the strangers. Why aren't they part of the gathering? Why aren't you fighting for places of honor instead of fighting to bring them in? At the end of this story, Luke managed to take the listeners back to the man Jesus encountered on the road on his way to the banquet and make that man and many like him to emerge as a cause of salvation. But when you give a banquet, said Jesus, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The Hebrew word for being righteous is tzedakah, and it refers to a life of right relationships. In his book, The Prophecy of Isaiah, Bible scholar Alex Motier defines righteous as, quote, those right with God and therefore committed to putting right all other relationships in life. This means that biblical righteousness is inevitable social because it is about relationships. Commenting on the book of Job, scholar Francis Anderson pointed out, quote, the book of Job is a complete picture of how a righteous Israelite was supposed to live. To Job, right conduct is almost entirely social. And Job's conscience to omit to do good to any fellow human being of whatever rank or class would be a grievous offense to God. In the Bible, giving to the poor is not just considered an act of compassion or generosity, but an act of righteousness and justice, and therefore a path to salvation. That is the call underneath the words Jesus addresses to the person inviting him to eat meal at his house. Jesus is inviting him to consider opening his generosity to more than friends and relatives, and to extend it also to the poor and people in want around him. Jesus is calling him and us to be righteous before God by establishing the right relationship with all, especially with the marginalized in society. See, this is why the work of the Beacon and our Alternative View Market and the work of Kids Hope, just to mention a couple of examples, are so essential to the mission of this cathedral. They serve as a channels to righteousness, to people in need, and to create the right relationship with them. Because when we return to the poor what have been taken away from them or denied to them, we are making an act of biblical righteousness. We may want to think of this as an act of compassion and generosity, but it is in fact an act of biblical justice. And there is nothing political about it. You know, we can do more. I know that for sure. Today's gospel opened up tons of roads for us to explore. What else can we do to enhance our vision, to reach out farther? and to tend the wounds of those who have been neglected and left out. Amen.